How's that? The camps, Herzstock and Buchenwald, surrounded by death, by methodical erasure, by an almost certain fate. He continued to work. In the end, the camp was liberated. He walked free, never having abandoned his vision of the calculator. Hobbes honors that triumph, that escape. He has something he needs to escape himself? Himself, exactly. He nods, then changes the subject. What is it that you do? I didn't understand it in the restaurant. I'm in marketing.
You sell things?
No, I find things, or styles, for other people, companies, to market, and I evaluate logos, trademark emblems.
You are American?
Yes.
I think it must be a difficult time to be American,
Nagemi says, settling his large head firmly back against the headrest of his non-reclining second-class seat.
If you don't mind, I will sleep now.
I don't mind. He closes his eyes. She looks out at the patchwork fields, sunlight flashing from the occasional puddle. When had she last ridden on a train, not a subway, through open country? She can't remember. Instead, she remembers her first view of Ground Zero in late February, the viewing platforms, the unnaturalness of so much sunlight in that place. They had been pulling out a PATH train buried there. She closes her eyes. In Bournemouth, Nagemi leads her several blocks from the station, through the oddness for her of any England, not London, to a greengrocer's shop. Here he is greeted by an older, very earnest-looking man, lighter-skinned, with neat gray hair and a fine-bladed Ethiopian nose. The greengrocer, evidently, from his spotless blue apron, who looks to Case like a Tory Rastafarian. Nagemi and this man exchange extended greetings, or perhaps news, in what might, for all she knows, be Amharic, or some utterly impenetrable dialect of English. Nagemi does not introduce her. The man gives Nagemi a set of car keys and a plastic bag containing plums and two ripe bananas. Nagemi nods gravely, she assumes in thanks, and she follows him along the street to where he stops and unlocks the passenger door of a dark red Mirror World car. This one, she notes, is a Vauxhall, but nothing like the car she'd seen Hobbes drive in Portobello. It's scented inside with some alien air freshener, more African than Mirror World. Nagemi sits behind the wheel for a moment, then inserts the key.